As if there weren't enough uncertainties plaguing parents and teachers of school-aged children in Central Florida, from testing to budget woes, the recent rumblings of the school board's intentions to erect two new K-8 schools in Baldwin Park and Paramore are only serving to cloud the education picture further. A large part of that comes down to what's motivating the school board. The board claims that it is rebuilding minority communities destroyed by busing kids out of them. Critics counter that the school board is punishing already functioning and nationally recognized community schools like Fern Creek Elementary School, which is set to be closed if the new plan materializes. It's a tough bag, to be sure. Nobody enjoys replaying the inequities of segregation times. But the fact is that 60 years to the day that the U.S. Supreme Court decided that separate was not equal in historic Brown versus Board of Education case, the advent of these new schools has the potential to create a new kind of separation. Across the country, as school districts have satisfied their desegregation orders and ceased integrating schools, the positive fruits of mandated diversity are being disposed of, and the cracks are showing statistically. Orange County School Board Chairman Bill Sublett insists that this isn't about race, but rather income inequality. Quality and competition, as in, the wealthy don't want their kids around poor kids, so the board needs to compete to keep public education afloat. But to some, white flight is an all-too-convenient and familiar excuse. Still separate, still unequal.